right to his home. It's too early. I'll walk around the heart of town. So I walked around the heart of town. And it was just like something was carrying. Something was just carrying in his hand. Like, who would be like, sounds spooky, but that's exactly the way it was. So I'm walking and giving in to it. Because one thing I know, that if I give myself to God, God ain't gonna let nothing harm. I knew that what was happening to me was the will of God, because can't nobody else come into my life like that and move me from within with hands that I feel like they hands, but they ain't physical. All right, so I just walked. The people looked at me strange because it was the kind of store, I guess, that they don't see us coming into. It was a store on rare books. In the field of, not theology. No, not metaphysics, pardon me. Language. Religious, they didn't call it symbolism, but just the different kinds of religious language. They had different books in there, the different kinds of religious language. And it was a kind of Christian denominational store. And what they were doing is studying the language of Christian theology, but it wasn't a theological bookstore. They had different books, a lot of books, and a lot on language. So I went there and just followed the move, following the foot, and I reached up, and I saw a move that I knew, and I picked that book down, told the man I want this book, paid for it, and walked out of there. And when I began to read it, that book started my mind to think in the direction in which I had to go. I went then right away, and I got me books on all the mythologies that I could find. I got books on Oriental mythology, Greek mythology, Indian mythology, Japanese, all that mythology, Egyptian mythology. I got them. I knew what I was looking for. I'm a slow reader, but I didn't have to read. I knew what I was looking for. I didn't have to read everything. I just did this two things. As soon as I saw something that I knew fitted in with what I had in my mind, I stopped and made a note. And I thumbed through several of them, at least a half a dozen books on the mythologies of the world. After I did that, I went back again to the Bible, and I searched it again, and I made notes. I put my notes in code, so in case somebody found them, they wouldn't be taken off the track, they wouldn't be put on the track. I made my notes, and I just let it rest. I said, well, I see what we got here. All right. From that point on, the doors were just opening up, one behind another. The doors of understanding was opening up, one behind another. And I know you are doubting people. But if the Pope was here, I'd tell the Pope that if you want to get some more lessons, here's the teacher for you. Some of you think you know something. Since I've been talking occasionally, they come up and give me some old weird book. You know, like it is to say, because I never know when God's going to send me something else. By a route like this, you know? So I accept it. But when I thumb through them, I find if there's 100 pages, I find maybe one page that I can use.
And the rest of it, I've already got it.
That's right. In fact, the books that I've been reading on the different, they don't open up no new areas. There's only a few things you have to get. And once you get those things, you got the key. You might not know the exact language that this man put it into, but as soon as you see what he see his language, you know exactly what he's saying. Because you've gotten the keys. The fundamental keys. That's all you need. This world has been put under a false knowledge. Knowledge was made for people that they thought they discovered. I'm going to tell you plainly what I mean. You know all the so-called paganism and idolatry you read of? Those people didn't discover all that. It was invented for them by people that didn't believe in it. They loaded it with destructive germs. So when they read it, it will capture their mind and direct their movement. And fix it so they can just go away and just rest for another 100 or 200, 500 years and know that that people ain't going nowhere but where they put them. Oh, I can't believe that men have been so wise to sit down and conspire against the whole world and come up with a mastermind plan like that. You don't believe it? Well, keep on not believing it. It ain't gonna change nothing. I don't need you to believe it. I'm just telling you what has been done. People have been given idolatry, religion, that they think their fathers came naturally up into. Their fathers didn't come naturally up into it. It was designed for them. And people, messengers from these conspirators, went into their society and saw what they were believing in, and then began suggesting things into their primitive natural beliefs. Follow me now. The people had primitive, natural, primitive beliefs. And what these conspirators did was come into their society and suggest things to them and made them think that they were developing their primitive religion, their primitive idolatry. When they weren't developing it, their idolatry was being suppressed. Their religion was being supplanted so that they find the conspirators would have the mind of their society and would be able to talk in time just where they would go. 100 years from now, 1,000 years from now. They went all over the world doing that. The same conspirators gave the world Christianity that we have now. Believe it or not, I'm telling you what I know to be a fact. And they would kill me for it if Allah didn't prevent it. But they hope that you won't believe it. And they hope that I will fail to convert many people to this new religion. Not a new religion, or in the sense of a different religion. New religion in the sense of the pure, corrected religion. They hoping that I won't be successful. That a little small following will come about, and the man will die of old age and heart trouble.
And pretty soon the people will forget him. That's what they hope. But the wise among them know better than that. They say the man talking to a few with his own breath, but the echo is speaking and reaching the ears of many. And whether the people like it or not, their minds are being forced to come into new growth by the divine power of that little man's truth. And the wise won't come out and challenge me. They know it's too late. They are hoping that I will be merciful and not tell it all, and leave them some way out. I'm doing my best. The supplanter means a lot more than you think it means. The book says there's two people in the womb, and one was the supplanter. He came out and he supplanted his brother. He didn't stop supplanting there. He went all over the world and supplanted. Not an individual. He supplanted the knowledge of society. What do we mean by supplant? We don't mean trip up like you heard. It means to trip up. That gives you some idea. It means to put your germ under his plant. So that your germ come up into his plant from beneath our plant. And his plant, though it looks like his, will be your plant because your germ. That's what the plant means. And those crooked, satanic devils, if you knew how valuable this teaching was, you would sit here until tomorrow this time if you had to. What I'm telling you is the key and the salvation for the Caucasian people as well as all other people. If they wake up and trust what I'm saying and just follow it. Everybody is not as dumb as you are in theology and religion and mythology and philosophy. There are many of them who are wise in these things. If they will just follow what I'm saying, guess what I'm saying. Come to me and question me on what I'm saying. I'm sure that pretty soon they'll see and they'll bear witness that our world is not ours and hasn't been. Hitler rose up. He didn't have his own world. He thought he had his own world. He went and dug up something out of the ancient history of the Hittites and don't know the Jacobite had planted it there in the Hittite. So he was using the ancient form or the ancient knowledge of his ancient forefathers, he saw, the Hittite. But the Jacobite had already, long time ago, and it's hidden behind the skin of that plant.
You can't make it. You just keep going around in circles. The only way to get out of that circle of no going nowhere is to follow this new leadership. Now, dear beloved people, brothers and sisters, I'm going to leave you with these thoughts. On Christ. Christ as a person is no more than the leader among a spiritual group of people who was preaching against the leadership of Jerusalem, preaching against Jewish leadership in those days, condemning it for hypocrisy, condemning it for ruling on the throne and with the rod of faith. That's what Jesus did. He challenged the Jewish leadership and condemned them for sitting on the throne of Satan and ruling with the rod of Satan. He saw that the world had been supplanted. When he said that this world is not my world, he didn't mean what you thought or what the church thinks. He meant just what I'm telling you now, that the mind is not your mind. The knowledge is not your knowledge. Your thoughts are not your thoughts. You can't even think your thoughts because you've already been programmed and clocked. Jesus brought that great truth, and he knew that it was too early. Paul said he was a man born out of due season. He knew he was too early. He said, as long as I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world. Meaning that when I go out, when I die, this world is going to be dark again because it ain't nobody living that sees what I see. And these dumb people I'm talking to just don't have enough intelligence to understand the fullness of what I'm trying to say. Didn't he keep trying to say it over and over again? Look how he used parable behind parable. Look how he hid and suggested and spoke in so many different veins to try to get the people to see what he was saying. But they couldn't see it. What you see in the New Testament is just the coating of the pill that Jesus brought into the world. The heart of it is taken out. The powerful truth that he gave is taken out. Not taken out as you would take some the meat of the nut out of the shell. What I mean by taking out, it has been changed so thoroughly that it's not the same anymore. That's what I mean. So when you read it, you don't get the knowledge that Jesus was given. But even in that translation, and in those words of the New Testament, you can see that the man is trying to drive home a secret truth. But you can't get it. Said, Satan, this world is Satan's world. That's what he said. And we thought that it meant that because of the sin, Satan was on the throne. No. The sins wouldn't be so great if Satan was not on the throne. Adultery, fornication, lying, And the language that you take it is not the language that Jesus meant. When he spoke of lies, he meant changing the nature of people's minds. Changing their grasp, the nature of their grasp of reality. So that they make it impossible for them to grasp reality as it is. He meant lying against divine order. Lying against divine order means corrupting divine nature so that people can't even behave as God naturally intended for them to behave. When he spoke of adultery, he didn't mean the adultery between a man and his wife. And the proof of that, he played down the sins of the physical prostitute. Why? Because there was a greater prostitution. There was a greater adultery that had been committed. Not the mixing of minds that didn't have a license, bodies that didn't have a license to mix, but the mixings of minds that got no license, no authority from God, no authority from his natural law to bring a word in it that is false. And put that on the image that is true. And bring about a growth of the two together. Until the false, aggressive knowledge and mind completely overcome the natural. That's adultery. That's why it's so terrible that you commit adultery. Do you think a God is up in heaven that speaks down to call two women in my life and say, I'm going to destroy the world of the adulterous people? You don't have to worry about you. I'm going to kill you for it. Into the sacred vessel. And we think this is just talking about mixed up teachings or something. It's more than that, brother. It's more than mixed up teachings. It's dynamite, explosive, destructive teachings. No man ever grew up on the earth and nature made him see his flesh as sinful. That's an unnatural thought among us. that's part of this plan of the devil. Not a spooky devil. Men with flesh and blood that conspired against truth and nature to bring the natural world of men and women under their feet. So tell your flesh is sinful. Your first father was sinful. You were born in sin. That to have sex relations is a sin. And at the same time tell you that God made you to mate each other. And call it holy wedlock. But leaving you with the burden on your conscience that flesh is sin. For every Christian having a natural relation with his wife, if he think on God in the Bible, he feel nasty. Can you imagine the psychological and social consequences? The things that have happened in the minds of people, in the mind of society, just from this one lie? The psychologist would be surprised to see just how much social disorder has come from that one lie. How many sissies, homosexuals, lesbians, fetish, etc., have been created by that one lie? You'll find men doing things just for experimentation. But they won't stay there. It won't become an epidemic. But with that lie of Satan, all those things that were meant to be natural, normal diseases became epidemics. And where his religion is the strongest, that's where you find the greatest epidemic. Epidemics of erotic sex. Epidemics of racism. Epidemics of suicidal self-destructive tendencies. I could go name them until the sun go down. Don't think this condition is a curse of God. Yeah, you told these signs were coming. The people who set the thing in motion to bring on these signs told you these signs were coming. God didn't do no crazy maniac thing against you. It was the conspirator. Your world ain't out of order because God is punishing you. Your world is out of order because some crooked men got your world and tampered with it and changed it, changed even the very nature of it. Believe it or not, if you accept the new language, the simple thing that we begin saying, if you just start with that, their works will start disintegrating. And that is, don't think of yourself as female flesh people and male flesh people. Human beings are not naturally made to think of themselves like that. Human beings are naturally made to think of themselves as inner beings, inward power. And they use the body for whatever good it can do, as service, or as something that renders a service. Primitive man knows that his physical body is nothing but a dress. He'll take it and he'll put marks on it. Right?
society that don't have these terrible problems. I bet you go among them and you'll find them as beautiful or more beautiful than the rabbit or the turtle or pigeon or deer. Do we hate those creatures? No, all of us love those creatures. They're beautiful, loving creatures. All right. If you could find a society that hasn't been tampered with, you'll find human beings living better than animals. Human beings don't turn animals by themselves. It's a lie that turned them into animals. Not an ordinary lie, a lie against natural truth. A lie against nature make animals out of people. Well, as far as we can go back, man, there have been wild, crazy tribes killing each other, primitive men. And as far as you can go back, the Jacobite has been surpassing the knowledge and the thinking of those societies. There was just a very few that they weren't able to get. Like the Egyptians, they never thoroughly got the Egyptians. And that's why Egypt is so important in the Bible. Because that was a place they couldn't get, they had to get out of it. Oh man, I don't believe the Jews are that powerful. I'm not talking about the Jews that you know. I'm talking about the Jews that you don't know and will never know, because they ain't gonna show themselves to you. In fact, they might not even call themselves Jews now. They might be under another name. But I know they're still around because I see their movement. There are a few of them still around. I don't think they're nothing like as strong as their old father was. I think they've lost a lot of their knowledge and power. But they're still around. We got a big job to do. And you ought to get serious. Do justice to the thing that we have to do. Don't act silly and take this lightly. We don't have to do anything but just believe. And then bring your brothers and sisters into this understanding. Don't go out and tell them that there's a Jewish conspiracy to take over the world. The world has been taken over for thousands of years. They accomplished that thousands of years ago. But tell them that the world has been made artificially. The way your mind has been, oriented? The way your mind has been oriented is artificial. You can be given a true path to follow. But with your mind ordered as it's ordered, you won't be able to follow it. Don't you know God didn't make life as hard as it is? Life ain't supposed to be this hard. If you would accept the plain truth that I give you, life would become easy for you. It won't be hard for you to live a Muslim life. It'll be easy for you to live a Muslim life. It's hard for you to live a Muslim life because your mind has been ordered against your own nature. I'll hold you all night, so I have to let you go.
The so-called communist world, it didn't create itself. It was created by others. So-called democracy, we call the West the democracy, didn't create itself. Those founding fathers didn't create democracy. They picked up convenient tools that was carefully placed so they would find them. And they had already been directed and conditioned to go that way. Oh, I don't believe that. That's easy to say. Can you prove that, mister? Yes. I can prove it if you had the sense to follow me. Now, I don't know whether you got the sense to follow me or not. But if you got the sense to follow me, I can take the Bible and show you in the Bible that communism and freedom, what we call freedom, was in the plan. It was made. This ain't no freedom we got. That's how come it's so hard to realize democracy that we dreamed of. The thing is impossible to realize. We dream of a democracy where everybody is equal. It's impossible. It's against nature. We dream of a democracy where there is the autonomy of the individual, where the individual has his rights, and where there is the freedom of speech to say whatever you want to say. It's impossible. That's why now you don't have that much freedom of speech. The press is not as free as it used to be. Am I right or wrong? They saw the hell that it was bringing about. They saw that the country was about to go into self-destruction. So they had to start cutting back on the freedom. They had to give you an artificial concept of freedom and let you follow the course to death. What is death? Communism. Russia used to believe in Christianity. China used to believe in who? Confucius. And Confucius was supplanted by the Jacobites. Same thing happened to Jesus' message. All of the world's teachings have been supplanted. And the Bible tells you there will come a famine of hearing the word. And if people will go here, they don't have it. They'll go there. Everything would be destroyed. The book tells you all knowledge would be destroyed. And it says that in the final destruction, throw it out into the water, on the land will be made for it. Then the water will be made for it. And the air will be made for it. And lastly, the sun will be put up. If the land is destroyed, the water is destroyed. The air is falling, the sun is put out. What is it telling you? Telling you this, that material knowledge Assalamu alaikum. May God bless you.
From the chief imam. There will be a couple of more very important messages from the chief imam. Please do not leave right now. Please stand and stretch your legs, but don't leave right now. Praise is due to Allah. The chief is burned more and more every time. I'm telling you, praise be to Allah. We are certainly blessed to have this man with us today. Stretch and sort of shake it out. And fall back in. Okay, brothers and sisters, you take your seats back. We'll have you out in just a very few minutes. We want to get these very important messages. Around the country, please remain seated. We have very important messages from the chief imam. How many people are visiting with us today for the first time? First and second time visitors, let us see your hands. Let's see your hands. Visitors for the first and second time. Okay, we want to ask those of you who are visiting with us today who heard something that sounds like it's true to you, we want to ask you to please use the white card that was given you to indicate that you would like to be a follower of the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad and a part of his great march of truth. It's a great march, it's a powerful march, and if you want to join that march, we want you to sign that card, and that's your card of freedom. That's your card of signing up to say, I want to learn what the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad is teaching. So if you didn't receive a card, just hold your hands. Brothers and sisters, please sit down. We know you're tired, but we have to finish up very quickly. If you please just take your seat, and the brothers and sisters who would like to receive cards, just raise your hand, and here's a brother down here, and the brothers and sisters will bring you one of the cards. Please see that they get the cards. Here's brothers down front. And there are sisters back there, I think, who want to receive the cards. If you fill out these cards, you'll become immediately a follower, a member of the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad's Army of Truth. And that's the kind of army it is. Here's the brother right here who will give you some of these cards. Brothers and sisters, we want to, at this time, let the Secretary of Department please pass the bucket. Please understand that we need to support the work of the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad and support the work of the world community of Islam. Okay, because I need to. Let's do this very quickly, brothers and sisters, so that we can get you out. Because there are two very important announcements that is necessary to be heard all around the country. There are some special messages that are going to be coming from the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad, and we want you to know about these, when they're going to occur, so that everybody will be able to be present and not miss them. They're very special addresses that are being given by the chief imam. So please give as much as you can, brothers and sisters. We have a tremendous amount of indebtedness, a great deal to do. It's easy to say praises be to Allah for the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad, but it's more important to show him that you are behind his mission. To the secretaries and treasurers around the country, we want each one of the treasurers to please call in your attendance report as soon as you are able to get the number of acceptances. Please call in your attendance report to mosque number 2 in Chicago. We're waiting for Treasurer Hawk, who has one important message from the chief imam.